Okay, I'm really happy to be here with two members of the band Empires. And do you mind introducing yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Tomas Conrad.
Mike Robinson.
Okay.
No, Miguel.
And Thomas plays guitar, and Mike, you play drums.
Yes.
That's right. Okay, great. Well, I was just mentioning to you, Tom, that I'm really sorry about the weather. Today was kind of a dreary, miserable day, but hopefully you guys
I don't get the apology.
Yeah, though. I'm sorry. You do. I do. If you were hoping to surf or head on out to the beach, today was not the day to do
no,
it.
No, just stay dry. That didn't happen either.
No. Did you guys watch like movies or something like in the van? Like,
we went to a barcade. What was it? Coin op.
Coin op here in town.
Yeah.
Okay, a barcade, and so they had like Miss Pac-Man or.
I didn't see Miss Pac-Man. They had a few pinball machines. X-Men. They had a beer pong game.
Okay. That they did.
So you guys made the best of your day, I think.
Right.
So you guys are here tonight at the Soda Bar, and you're here to promote or you're touring for your album Orphan, which came out last year. Tell me a little bit about the process for that album, like when it was recorded, how it was released, everything leading up to the release date, like who wrote it, etc.
We started doing demos for it like late summer of 2012, and then we finally ended up making the record in Dallas with a producer named John Congleton, who's done a lot of records that we really love and look up to him for sure. And this was the first record that was done with a producer. You know, like mm-hmm. all the other stuff was produced by Max, recorded at Max's studio. Mm-hmm. And so we brought in an extra brain this time, and I think it was a good change. You know, like I think it provided a little bit more peace of mind, I guess, in a way. You know, like he was very confident with the decision making process and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that was awesome, and he just is a really awesome producer.
Yeah.
So that helps too.
And so, so Tom, what's the process for coming up with a song? Does the music come first? Do the lyrics come first? Are they simultaneous or?
It starts with Sean. He'll come up with like a skeleton. Either it's kind of more of sometimes we'll have a lyrical concept and like a bare bones like melody and progression. Or sometimes he does a very good job of having it fleshed out. It really does depend on each tune. And from there the band kind of rips it apart. Devours it, eats it, tries to figure out what it is, and then trying to turn it into a band form. Because Sean comes from a very singer-songwriter and acoustic, and it's very much how do you want to present it, and really trying to bring it to put some legs on it, mm-hmm. you know.
And you and, if I'm not mistaken, you and Tom are the original two members. You guys met and then formed the band?
Sean and I, yes, are the OGs.
The OGs.
Old Empires.
And so how did you guys meet? At a barcade?
No, that would have been great, though. I've known Sean since I was a little lad. But, you know, if you asked me when I was 13 when I met him, if you say you're going to be playing music for him in my, you know, in my 20s now and going in my 30s, I would have been, you're out of your mind. But life surprises you,
here
and it turns into it. Here we are.
San Diego. So let me go back to the album. Do you guys all have like a favorite moment, a favorite song on the album, or do you guys pick and choose? Like maybe Tom, you like one song in particular because it showcases some feelings or some thoughts, or you're playing Max a different reason.
I think it changes a lot, especially after playing them for so long live. As far as the actual recorded version, I really love Glow and Lifers, and those were probably my favorite to record too. They kind of like, you could see them transforming like as they were being recorded, and that's really exciting, especially they turned out different from the demos that we did, you know, so that's, it's cool to just see them go from one stage to the next, and then a final product that you never really had in mind, and just, it just happens, you know. And that goes the same for live, you know, like we don't play all the songs the exact same as they are on the record, and they'll change over time, and we'll come up with different endings or intros or whatever it is.
It's kind of funny you say that about Lifers, because that's one of my favorites on the album, and I feel like it was almost like an effortless, like I feel like you guys just showed up and like it just came out, but I'm totally wrong apparently.
that's good that it is presented that way. I think, man, I don't, that one was, it changed a lot.
Yeah, for me, we had, there was, the piano was actually more like an arpeggio, like it wasn't so chord bass and staccato. And so we made a last minute decision to switch it. And it kind of, when we were putting the mix together, I felt very unsure about the song, and it was actually one of my favorites going into the recording. And I remember at one point being like, oh man, this is totally going to be a B-side, and really kind of bummed me out. And then when we got a final mix to it, I was like, oh wow, it surprised me. And it was one of those things that I let it go, and it came back to me in like the best way.
Huh, interesting. I think I want to say that might be my favorite on the album. That's, I want to say, yeah, I think so. It almost felt like as soon as I heard like the first 10 seconds, I was like, oh, you know, like you just hold your breath and you hold it until the end of the song.
Yeah. Well, I think that song and Please Don't Tell are the wide angle ranges of melodically, I guess, or what the record has to offer.
Everything, right?
Yeah, and
melodic,
it's
melodic mood wise, it's like, you know, it's that's Congleton, that's mm-hmm. John. I yeah. think mm-hmm. that's what he does.
That's pretty awesome. So I was mentioning that I saw you guys in September in Los Angeles, Los Angeles, yeah. at the Troubadour, and you guys were playing with Augustine's.
Yeah.
And I think I remember, if I remember correctly, Sean might have said on stage that they really, that you guys liked touring with them or playing with them because they had such great energy. So I want to know what you guys like best about touring, and if you have any crazy stories for me, because you've played with Kaiser Chiefs and The Wigs and Biffy Clyro. So yeah. give me a juicy story.
Crazy stories. There's got to be some. I am so bad at this question. Every time someone asks me, all my memories just are gone. As far as the favorite thing about touring, I guess, kind of like what we did today, like finding the little gems around whatever neighborhood we're playing in, you know. Juicy stories. I remember one time we toured with this band called Mona, and we went to some like party at the W Hotel in Atlanta, and we found a pool on like the 16th floor or something that was closed, and we broke into the pool and Jordan from Mona, I think, brought a bottle of whiskey up there, and we ended up putting these chairs from like the pool furniture. Sean was floating around in one of these chairs. Everyone was like, we were all just in our underwear swimming in this pool. I don't know, it got really weird. But I remember Sean floating on a patio chair in the pool.
In the pool.
Yeah.
The chair was in the pool.
That's the first one that comes to mind. I'm sure we have better ones. I just can't think of any.
Tom's blanking out here.
I wasn't
Tom's
even there to.
You weren't
back
there.
Yeah, I was
there. There on
that. Everyone has their own stories every night. It's wherever it may take you, you know?
And so when you do tour, you guys are away from Chicago and New York, which is where you guys live, I think.
I live in Ohio.
Oh, okay. So wait, who lives in Chicago?
Not I.
I thought you guys were from Chicago.
Max.
We are.
Max
okay.
is it? Yeah.
Our other guitar player is from Chicago. We're all from Chicago except for Mike.
Yeah, there.
Okay.
But we all now live in different cities, and Max is the only one still left in Chicago.
Okay, so one in Chicago, Ohio.
Sean just moved to Los Angeles. How'd you say it? Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Los Angeles.
What? Sean just moved to L.A.
Okay. All right, so this is kind of an interesting. So then my next question was, have you guys had a chance to write a little on tour? Because you mentioned that Orphan started back in 2012. Mm-hmm. So do you have a few new songs? How's the next album going to come together with you guys all over the place?
We've been working on some stuff. We worked on some, when was that? A few weeks ago?
Yeah.
The beginning of February, I think. We worked on a few new songs, and, you know, there's really no plan for them yet. You just got to see how they come together and what happens. But, yeah, they'll be, I guess there is a plan, put out more songs.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you guys will go into the studio to record this year or next?
We will enter. We enter a studio every year, so I can't tell you when or what the next plan. Building a record for us is every record has been different, and it's not. It's a little bit is intentional. The other thing is just the vibe and the I guess where everyone's at mentally and what it takes a while to get the momentum going and start seeing where the direction of a record is. And it's not that our records are conceptual, but there's definitely, I think, a mood or at least a presentation that we'll start getting little like snippets and being like, okay, that's what we want to build around sonically or like in an environment way, if that makes any sense. So I don't think we've touched there yet, but there's definitely songs we've already been kicking around working on that are little kernels, I guess, what it could be.
Okay, so good. Hopefully I'll hear some new stuff in the next year and a half.
Yeah.
How's that? Is that fair?
I think that's very fair. I think we'll enter a studio sometime this year.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, so here's a fun question. If you could replace, or a funny question, I guess, silly question, or perhaps even an insulting question, if you could replace anybody in the band with someone living or dead, living or dead, any other musician, living or dead, I guess I don't have to limit it to musicians, but living or dead.
Hmm.
And you can replace yourself if you'd like.
Yeah, I would replace myself with
Bonham.
John Bonham or Elvin Jones.
Okay.
Who would you replace me with? Give it to me, dude.
Huh. I'm trying to think. I would replace Tom with... This is tough. I don't know. Give me a second.
You're guitar players, do you?
No, I really don't.
Weird Al.
Yeah, there you go.
And Tom, would you replace yourself first?
I would replace Sean with Axl Rose.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Actually, Sean's voice reminds me of another singer who probably you wouldn't want to replace him with because I don't think he'd like mix with you guys very well.
Uh-oh.
He's probably like old enough to be probably your father.
Let's hear it.
No. Who you guys have heard this before.
Brian
Sean's
Ferry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've heard that.
Okay.
I don't listen to Roxy music, though, really, so, yeah.
Hey, I saw him last year, and he was actually really good.
Where'd you see him?
Humphreys, which is another venue here in San Diego.
Nice. Is that how big is that?
1,200, maybe? 1,300?
I wasn't sure what Roxy music does these days.
Yeah. Well, he was in between Coachella, because he played Coachella. You know how they have the two weekends?
Yeah.
So they do Coachella, they come through town, and they do Coachella again.
Then they hit up Soda Bar.
Yes. Okay, so here's another kind of silly question, and this will be my last one. Actually, my second to last one. My good question is, who should I listen to? Out of everybody that you're listening to currently, or influences from, you know, past years or earlier on in your life, who should I listen to?
I started listening to this band. Hold on a second. They're an old band.
Right,
this
well,
is what.
He looks up.
Okay.
My favorite record of 2014 would be the Broncho record.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Was it too hip to? What is it, Mike? Too hip.
Too hip to. Or just enough hip to be a woman or something.
Okay.
Fantastic.
All right. Hmm. I'm gonna put that one on my list.
Oh, I've been listening to that new Mark Ronson record a lot lately. That one's really cool. And I found this band, I've never heard of them before, but they're called the Modern Lovers, and they're an older band from like the 80s, I think. But I've listened to them a lot lately, too. And they're really cool.
Okay, I will put those three on my list. Okay, now here is a fun question. Since there's two of you guys, I think this will be, this will go down well. I'm going to name two things, and you have to choose one or the other. You can explain why you're choosing it, or you can just, you know, say, I'm choosing one or the other, okay?
All right.
All right, first set. And we'll go Mike Thomas. Okay.
Tomas.
In San Diego. San Diego.
San Diego.
San Diego. Okay. Hot dogs or hamburgers?
Oh, man. I am a hot dog
king.
Yeah, I'm the hot dog king.
Okay.
I haven't had a lot of hot dogs lately, though.
I'm a Chicago guy. It's going to be those hot dogs, dude.
Okay. That's what I was thinking. But I thought maybe, have you guys had In-N-Out here in California?
We were just talking about that today. Okay, I have this internal struggle every time we're here. I don't really like In-N-Out that much, but every time I'm here, I feel like I have to eat In-N-Out, and then I have it. I'm like, that made me feel like shit. And then I'm like, I'm never doing that again. And then we get here, and I end up going to In-N-Out and getting the exact same thing I always get.
And then you feel awful.
Yeah, I feel awful again.
All right. Okay, next set. Beach or mountains? Mike.
Beach.
Mountain. I'm a mountain man.
Okay. The Beatles or the Stones?
Beatles.
Beatles.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Really? I pictured you as a Stone guy.
The Stones.
The songwriting, hands down Beatles. I think as a group and the ridiculousness, I would go with the Stones.
I think Ringo is a very underrated drummer.
Yeah.
He gets. I think he's. People don't give Ringo the credit he deserves.
You and I are going to talk about Ringo later, okay?
I love Ringo.
Okay, off the record. Well, this one, well, you guys were just there. Los Angeles or New York City?
Los Angeles.
I'm a city boy, too. New York City.
New York City. That's where you are now. Blockbuster movies or indie art house films?
Oh. You're yeah, I would go Blockbuster.
I would go to the art school. I mean, I went to art school. That was my college, yep. So I'm still an art kid at heart.
Okay. Swimming or skiing?
You know, I've never gone skiing. Never gone skiing. So by default, I guess I have to go. I would really love.
Yeah. Sledding.
I love, yeah, sledding's great too. I would go swimming.
Rollerblading.
All right. I like how you broke the rule right there. Couple more. Short hair or long hair?
Short.
Oh man, I've dabbled in both the dark and the light side. I guess long hair don't care, you know?
Okay. And the very last one, Superman or Batman?
Ooh, Batman.
Oh, I live in the night. I'm a night owl. Batman.
Okay. Thank you so much, guys. I'm really looking forward to the show. And we'll talk about Ringo a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Thanks.